washing machine. And they have a gas motor.
They didn't have electric power.
Yes, but the ones out on the farm maybe wouldn't have electricity.
Oh.
Some of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's out too far.
Okay.
And so he sold both kinds. Yeah. But we lived in Dillon. So we moved to Dillon. We lived across the road from the grade school. It was a big school made out of some kind of blocks. Imagine it was sort of like petite meat, that kind of blocks. They're, well, I don't know what they are. But anyway, it was a big school there. And I started to school there, and they had a tall shooty shoot, they called it then. Now they call it a slide. They have it like they have in the parks. This was a tall one. These boys is up there on the top, and they dared me to come up there. So I dared go up there. And they pushed me off. And I fell right on my head and shoulders. And it made me go unconscious. And the kids ran. I could hear the kids talking and that, but I couldn't talk or move. And the kids ran across the road and got my mother. And she came and carried me over to the, they had a little doctor there in a little office. She took me there, and he didn't do much, maybe a little stuff on the bruises, you know. He didn't do it much to me, for me. And then she carried me home. And then we lived in Delta till after Christmas. And my mother, we had that really bad flu. My father and me had this really bad flu where lots of people died.
Epidemic.
Yeah.
Was that about, what,
1917? It was 1927.
Oh, yeah.
And I was unconscious again, and I was so sick, and my father was so sick, and the neighbor lady said that, do you want this kind of stuff? The neighbor lady told me, and I was unconscious, and my mother went, it was an apartment house, and it was a long building, and there must have been this two apartments, and my mother went across the hall to visit these people. She'd gone down to the drugstore to get something for us, and she got home about 9 o'clock at night. She was sitting there talking to them till she talked to them till about 12 o'clock, and then she went over to her apartment and went to bed. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, she started to screaming really loud. And my father, he was upset. He thought he didn't know why she screamed so loud. And they had a telephone there, and he called the doctor. And in 15 minutes, doctor come over, but it was too late. She died. She had a cerebral hemorrhage.
Oh my.
She died. And we was too sick to go to her funeral. My uncle and my aunt came down there, and they got my mother's sister come, and they took my little sister, and they took